Back to the topic of history. School days.
The first thing that comes to my mind has nothing to do with myself, but is that song, you know?
Not the one with the school days.
Dear old golden rule days and so on. And how phony that song is. You know, we were ever happy then, and childhood, what, joyland,
I don't know them.
Yes,
one of my misunderstandings was golden rule. I thought, you know, that it was terrible enough teachers having wooden rulers
but this song was, once you've crossed its waters, you will ne'er return again. And it was a lovely time. And so, but it isn't always, you know. School days can be pretty miserable for a lot of the kids. Anyhow, I can't remember anything terribly miserable in my school days, really.
I'll just set you going on one of them, that you told me that amused me, was the poetry. Some teacher set the class the job of writing sonnets?
Well, that was later on.
I was a great writer.
I can remember one of my first memories in school. We came to New Rochelle. I went and entered school in Nova Scotia, and I can remember being taken there by one of my sisters and starting there, but I can't remember much else because I think it was, well, I wasn't there very long in school before we went to the States. And in the States, though, one thing I can remember is I went, in this first place I went to school, I went to in the States, I got on very well, and this wonderful teacher, Miss Camel, her name was.
She was so good to me,
she thought the world of me, and she had me drawing pictures all over the blackboard because she thought I had a great talent as an artist or something. Anyway, she had these pictures all over the blackboard that I had drawn, and she was puffing up my ego all of that. And I had my ego puffed up so much that one time there was one little girl there that I fancied. And I remember I walked up to this girl and kissed her right in the class in front of everybody. And that...
On the lips?
I don't remember for sure, but I think probably. But I was never like that. The rest of my life I was scared to death. I had this confidence that she'd given me enough to do that. But what?
What happened with that pass in silence? Did this little girl scream and say,
I don't remember what happened. There's nothing, she didn't object or anything, but it took her by surprise, I think. Anyway, that was the thing. And then I went to another school, and I didn't get along so well with the teacher at that school. And then that was 3 years. And when I was 8, we went up to the country, you know, Bangor, where you were. And went to school there, and it was pretty ordinary. I don't remember any terrible, harsh treatment from teachers or anything. I was a damn nuisance to most of the teachers. I was one of them reported. Jane sent me this old report card, and she said that inclined to mischief. And that was putting it mildly, because I was really a pain to these teachers, but I was always.
And was it big? I mean, it looked a fairly small, populated area.
They called it the Stanford Union School, and it took them through what amounts to primary school through 8th grade, and then the first 2 years of high school. This little school took it, and we all went through that up through the first 2 years of high school, and then we went to Pine Plains High School. And we were actually the first, I was in the first class that walked into Pine Plains High School. It was just open. The first year in Pine Plains, and I came to Pine Plains, I was at the Inley Town Hall, which is still there, but it wasn't the school. That first year was in the town hall. I remember one place we sat up, and we had one class, and it was a sort of a balcony we sat on, and you could look down, and partitions were dividing the hall into two rooms.
Mm.
And you could see that when we could show stickballs from me, that where we were down and hit various people.
This was a nuisance to the people.
Anyway, I'm not proud of that. I was a bit of a nuisance in those days. I suppose I have been ever since, but never mind. Okay, and I went through high school in Pine Plains.
And why did your dad move back up here? Was there more work, better work, different
work? Well, he moved, left New Rochelle to go up there because he hated cities.
Oh.
New Rochelle was almost part of New York City. I mean, some people who live in New Rochelle commute every day to work in New York, and he wanted to get out in the country. Right. So we rented this big house, and you've probably seen that big house up on the hill.
There was one that we saw that had a pond.
It used to have a stream going through the front lawn, but now they've made a pond there. That's the second house
we're down next to
in the valley.
My father never owned a house.
He never owned hardly anything.
Mm.
And so that was, but the other one was just up on the hill. It was an easy walk from that one.
Did you have to paint it? There was some story about you painting something.
Oh, that was Newt Post. You're thinking of the house that Newt lived in, which is a different one again. A big, huge 11-room house.
Next door to Bobby.
Bobby's house, that's John, Newt's son John. His wife, his widow now, lives in this house that he built. John built it. Entirely by himself, but when Newt first got that house that was right next door to the one that came to be next door after it was built, after the old and new one, I'm getting all mixed up here, but the old one, I remember Newt took that over, and it was a very old house, over 100 years old when he took it over.
16 rooms.
That's right, 16 rooms, the other one that I took had 11. And Newt painted it, what did he tell you? I think it was six times, he said.
Seven times.
He painted like that whole house, and he would too. And Newt was the real, he maintained the property really well.
On his sort of allowance after work, the money you could raise from having been in the army.
I remember the old lady who owned it, that Newt got it from.
Mrs. Symes.
She was, we remember her when she lived in it, in that apartment that my mother and father lived in the end of their lives. She was 96 or something when she died. And we used to, another fellow and I used to sell, we used to peddle fish around the neighborhood, and he would always buy fish from us, and Mrs. Symes would. And when she liked Newt very much, and when she began to see the end coming, she sold this house to Newt at a great bargain. He put $3,000. He got 12 acres and that house and everything. So that was because he liked Newt and so on. It was nowhere near as good looking house as it was after Newt had been through it, painting it six times.
We were there in 1946.
Oh, he did a lot for that
house.
Got
a bathroom.
Oh, it was real old.
Had that outhouse.
A real old fashioned house. It was almost falling down. I can remember it was gray and unpainted. And Mrs. Symes had 15 cats or something. And when she left the house, she wouldn't let anybody else do anything with these cats. And she drowned all of these cats.
Herself
with her own two hands in a bucket.
Oh.
Horrible. That's what she did because she loves her cat so much.
She wouldn't let anybody else do it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the house that you sent us a good photo of it.
Trying to drown a single cat, let alone
a kitten.
They fight for life.
Sure they do. Terrible thing. Anyway.
We won't dwell on that.
Anyway, I went through high school.
Fine.
What reminded me of this basketball that we were watching then, I got interested in that because I can remember the basketball games, in high school basketball games at Pine Plains High School. I didn't play much myself, but I used to go to them.
Right.
So, anyway.
Did they ever get that exciting? Well, they were some that exciting, yes,
but they weren't that good. The players weren't as good as these fellows.
You are.
Oh, that's right. Very few.
Among the ones, though. Ooh, yeah.